If you want some quick wins with getting free or super discounted status, hotel perks, or drinks this summer, this video is for you. My name is Julia from GeoBreeze Travel, and we want to provide you with a clear path to luxury travel with step-by-step tutorials. In today's tutorials, I'm going to walk you through some quick hit promos that I am excited to be jumping on myself or that I wish I could jump on. I'm also going to let you in on how I am personally really fast-tracking renewing my Hyatt Globalist status this year without spending much money at all. So stay tuned for that. Also, just a reminder that if you are listening to the audio-only version of this, I recommend checking out the GeoBreeze Travel YouTube channel for the full video walkthrough experience. Okay, let's jump right in. All right, here is a promo that's pretty quick, which can get you a lot of extra United miles, or maybe just a few United miles, but it should be pretty quick either way. So what you need to do is just Google United Mile Play. Click on the first link and you should be taken to this page. Then all you need to do is enter in your United frequent flyer number, checkbox, I'm not a robot, and then click on Start Mile Play. Your offer might differ from mine, but here is what I'm seeing. What I can do is earn up to 12,000 United miles and earn 5x bonus points when I book and take at least one trip with United in the next 44 days, or I can earn up to 3,400 miles in the next 49 days by completing 3 activities. And these activities are really, really easy. So you could opt into United emails, purchase an e-gift card for I think any amount with the United Mileage Plus X app, dine with Mileage Plus Dining. And then if you complete all 3 activities, it doubles it and you get an extra 1,700 points there. Again, every offer varies. I've had different past offers where I clearly did not take advantage of any of these, but you can earn 3,000 miles, 6,000 miles, 2,500 miles, 9,000 miles. So let me know what types of offers you guys are seeing with United Mile Play, but that's just a quick way to get some easy United miles as well. If you love free resources that let you maximize your points, check out geobreezetravel.com/quiz. There, you will find a free short quiz that will point you to the best resources depending on whether you are trying to earn more points, redeem your points, or something else. And by taking the free quiz, you'll also get access to the free Points 101 course, which is a fantastic resource for anybody just getting started with points and miles. Our next tutorial goes over how you can get complimentary status into American Airlines lounges, even if you mostly just fly Delta or United. Here is a quick trick for how you can get access into American Airlines lounges, even if you're flying domestically, and even if you don't usually fly American Airlines that much. So what you'll want to do is Google British Airways status match, and you should see this page, which is a tier match offer on British Airways. And if you have Delta status or United status, Air France, Virgin Atlantic, Air Canada, any of these, then you can match up to Silver tier. Or if you have Delta Platinum, United Platinum Premium, United Premier Platinum, or Premier 1K, you can upgrade to Gold. And even if you just have Silver status, that should be enough to get you into American Airlines lounges because you will have international status with Oneworld. If you already have some kind of lower tier Alaska or American Airlines status, unfortunately, you cannot status match from that into British Airways because they're already partners and part of the same alliance. But all you would need to do if you wanted to status match from either Delta or United or Air Canada, I think those would be the 3 main ones for anybody who watches my channel, then you would just need to make a frequent flyer account with British Airways if you don't have one already. Make sure you do this by May 7 using the link below. So just click on Take Part. Log in with your membership number and your PIN or your password for British Airways. And then you should see this page where you just upload your supporting documents for the status match. And you should just upload all of the different files that show you have status with either Delta or United. Submit your request and you should be good to go from there. And then you will have British Airways Silver or Gold status. So then you'll have Oneworld status, and you can enter all of the different American Airlines lounges, even if you are flying domestically. Are you enjoying these types of tutorial videos? If yes, please let me know. Click that like button, leave a comment, and subscribe to the channel for even more points and miles tips every week. Our next tutorial covers how you can get free or discounted caffeine all summer long, oftentimes with no purchase necessary. And don't worry, there is a points and miles tie-in for this one too. Okay, the first fun promo that I'm gonna cover that I'm jumping on this summer is getting free coffee or tea pretty much all summer long with Capital One Cafe. If you're not familiar with them, I would recommend Googling Capital One Cafe locations and then typing in your city. Here I typed in Boston. And then when you filter, you can click on cafe instead of getting all the locations for branches and ATMs and everything. Just filter down to the cafe locations and you'll see for here in Boston, they have 5 different locations around the city. Now, here's how you get free coffee or tea all summer long. Go to Capital One Cafe's Instagram page and then click on their link in bio. Then you are gonna click on Get Your MLB Mondays Coupon. Once you click on that link, it will take you to this page where you can get free coffee or tea every Monday during the 2024 MLB season through the World Series. You just need to type in your phone number and whether you use Apple or Google Wallet, agree to the terms, and then you'll get a QR code coupon that they can just scan at any Capital One Cafe location and you'll get free coffee every Monday. Anytime that you're walking past a Capital One Cafe, I recommend just pulling up their Instagram page anyway because they always have some kind of promo going on. By the time you see this video, Customer Appreciation Day will have passed, but this was another promo where I just texted myself this coupon and I got a free large vanilla latte with oat milk. It's one of those fancy $7 drinks, but it was just free because I happened to check their Instagram page before walking into the Capital One Cafe. Also, if you have any Capital One cards like a Venture or a Venture X, Capital One Spark, anything like that, if you use that at the Capital One Cafe any day of the week, then your drink is 50% off. So if you're like, I wasn't feeling it on a Monday, it's a Wednesday, can I get cheap coffee? Yes, if you have a Capital One card. But also there's so many different ways to get free coffee with them. You can oftentimes just take surveys and then they'll send you coupons for a free drink because as we all know, Capital One doesn't make their money off of selling coffee. They make it through financial products. So those surveys are really so that they can more accurately market to you financial products that make sense for you. That's just a fun summer promo of how you can get coffee or tea all summer long for free, or at least 50% off. If you are in the market for a new card like the Capital One Venture or Venture X card to earn these types of points, but not sure what card to get, check out our free credit card consultation form at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. We will send you a personalized recommendation based on your particular goals, budget, and lifestyle. Or if you do already know what card you want to get and you would like to support this show when you apply for your next card, we have our affiliate links to all of the different cards listed on geobreezetravel.com/cards. Up next is a more region-specific promotion, but one that can let you flip $95 into many, many, many hundreds of dollars of dining credits and spa credits at some very high-end hotel properties. Okay, here's a promo where you can spend $95 and get tons of free hotel nights and different perks and food credits and spa credits totaling many hundreds of dollars. So what you'll want to do is first get the Wyndham Rewards Earner Business Card through Barclays if you don't have this already. It's a $95 annual fee, and what you'll get is a lot of Wyndham points, which we can talk about for earning nights at Wyndham Vacasa or anything like that. Let me know if you want a video on how to actually use these Wyndham points because they have a pretty good sign-up bonus right now. But what's more important is as soon as you get the card, you are automatically going to get top-tier diamond-level benefits with Wyndham. It's very rare that you can just get a credit card and then suddenly have top-tier status with a hotel or airline. I think the other main contender here would be the Hilton Aspire, which has diamond status with Hilton, but this one is great as well. And if you're like, well, I never really stay at Wyndham hotels, why would I need diamond benefits? What you can do once you have your Diamond benefits showing up with your Wyndham account is then Google Wyndham Caesars status match. And this you can do online, where once you're at this page, you just need to sign in and make a Wyndham account if you don't already have one, which you should by this point because you'll have Diamond status. You can make a free Caesars rewards account and you can status match from Wyndham Diamond over to Caesars Diamond. I hear this is still active for people who have the Wyndham Business Earner card, which does not take up a 5 over 24 slot since it is a business card. And once you have Caesars Diamond status, you get all sorts of fun things. Frequent Miler has this fantastic article about running a fantastic status match in Las Vegas, where with Caesars Diamond, you get a $100 celebration dinner that you can use at places like the Bacchanal Buffet in Las Vegas, and you can even do $200 if you and player two each wanted to get the Diamond celebration dinner together. You get a lot of other things too, like a trip to the Bahamas with Caesars Diamond as well that you can use at the Atlantis. It's not completely free. You still have to pay the resort fees of $60 a night or something, but the $100 dinner is pretty nice. And you get two free tickets to the Ferris wheel in Las Vegas as well. We've gotten free tickets to the Bodies exhibit. You get tons of free stuff with this. But it does not stop there. Once you have the Caesars Diamond status, the next part you do have to do in person. So what you'll want to do is walk over to the Wynn, and then you're going to status match from Caesars Diamond to Wynn Platinum. You have to do this in person. Just walk up to the rewards desk at the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas and say, "Hey, I hear you're doing status matches from Caesars Diamond." You need to do this by May 31st. And once you do this, you're gonna get $100 spa credit and $150 dining credit for your birthday month. So hopefully your birthday's in May. If not, you're probably gonna have to come back for that unless you are like me and you live in Las Vegas. You also get a complimentary Holland America cruise, but you have to stay at least 2 non-consecutive nights. And I know for out-of-town people that can be a little bit challenging. But another stack with this, I've heard from people that if they're booking the Wynn through Fine Hotels and Resorts with their Amex Platinum cards, then they get $200 off at the Wynn, and then you get another $100 to use at the spa, so then it comes out to $200 at the spa credit, and then you get free breakfast and a whole bunch of other perks. And even if you book it through FHR, I hear that that does count as one of the stays required to get your free cruise. When you status match to the Wynn, you also get 2 passes for 2 people each to their different master classes. Like you can take a floral arrangement class or a cooking class. You can do behind the scenes with Wynn's canine team, where you'll get to pet the security dogs and then also see how they react to different security situations. They have cocktail classes, yakitori cooking classes. They have dessert classes. I have this right now because I was able to status match, and since I live in Las Vegas, I can pick pretty much any of these, so let me know in the comments which connoisseur series you think I should sign up for. I've already used up my Amex FHR credit this year, so I'm a little bit bummed about that because the spa menu is so expensive. If you wanted to stack your FHR $100 spa credit with the one that you get from the status match, I would recommend doing that because your stuff is so expensive. I think the cheapest thing is like this master airbrush tanning, and I don't really want to get a spray tan. So looking at these different spa and facial services, let me know which one you guys would pick if you only had $100 off, because I don't want to spend $940 for a couple's desert stone indulgence massage. That just seems a little bit ridiculous. But you'll also get $150 on dining, and their buffet is $75, so that covers 2 people at the Wynn, which I hear is the best buffet in all of Las Vegas. And then, while you're still in Las Vegas, they will process your Wynn status match almost immediately. Maybe it takes a couple hours to post into the app. Maybe it takes a couple hours to post to your account, but you can easily do this next part in the same weekend. So once you have Wynn Platinum, you go over to the Fountain Blue, and you can status match to gold status. And then from there, you're gonna get $150 spa credit at Fountain Blue, where their services are a lot more reasonable price than the Wynn, So $150 actually covers a massage or something like that. And you'll get $150 dining credit here as well. At least $450 in dining credits. And then if you're going back to the East Coast, you can do some other status matches like going to Ocean Prime or Hard Rock Rock Royalty. I would recommend checking out this Frequent Miler article because they lay it all out so beautifully for you, where they were getting, with three-player mode, $300 in Caesar's Diamond, $300 in Wynn Spa credits, Fountain Blue Spa credits, Fountain Blue Dining credits, Wynn Spa credits, lots of free breakfast, and lots of other things. So I'm definitely taking advantage of this summer. Let me know if you are in Las Vegas this summer, and hopefully we can all get together. Our last walkthrough covers one of my main strategies for renewing my Hyatt Globalist status this year without spending much money at all. And if you're interested in leveling up your points and miles game and maximizing your points, we have a couple of options for you. The first one is the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon, which you can join starting at just $5 per month through patreon.com/GeoBreezeTravel. Each month, we prepare personalized step-by-step tutorials for the routes that our members request. We also provide open forum group coaching, where you can ask any questions that you have about points, miles, and credit cards in general. And we often talk through some tricks that I'm not really supposed to mention on social media. And if you're looking to get even more free travel with points, and you are a business owner or individual who spends more than $100,000 per year on expenses, check out our one-on-one points portfolio management offer. We typically save clients $30,000 to $60,000 in the first 6 months of working with our team. If that sounds like something that you would be interested in, book a free intro chat with us at geobreezetravel.com/intro call to learn more. Okay, let's talk about how I am getting a ton of super cheap Hyatt Elite Nights all year long. All right, here's another promo that I am jumping on this summer, which will really help with renewing my Hyatt Globalist status. This is another one that's pretty local to Las Vegas, and maybe I moved here because there's so many cool points opportunities. Maybe not. I'll let you be the judge of that. But there is a hotel in Las Vegas, the Rio Hotel and Casino, and Sunday nights through Thursday nights, they are very, very affordable. The price listed is $78, including a $40 resort fee. If you are globalist, they will waive that resort fee for you. So it's like getting to stay for only $38 per night. And the way you can find all of the cheap nights is if you just go to aways.com, search for the Rio on any particular day, and then click on this hotel, click on the green arrow, click on award availability, and instead of points, you're gonna wanna filter to the cash rate. So you're looking for anything where it is $79, because 79 minus 40, you're paying about 40 bucks per night. Here it's even cheaper in September. And the cool thing about this is not only are you getting one Hyatt Elite Night for less than $40, but there's different promotions that are going on this summer as well. So I recommend often checking the World of Hyatt offers page, where they'll have different offers every so often that they rotate out, where right now you could save more in Asia Pacific, earn 2x nights by staying at Thompson. But the one that I like is 500 reasons to stay somewhere new. So if you click the details here, you earn 500 bonus points per night when you stay at qualifying hotels. And the Rio is included in the list of different hotels that is part of this promo. So not only do you get an elite night for staying at the Rio for only about $40, let's say, if you're a globalist, but you also get another 500 points on top of that. And not only that, there's also the bonus journeys promo that's going on right now. So I don't know if you can still register for that one, but for the bonus journeys, I was getting an extra 3,000 points for every three-night stay, and I tend to book these in chunks of three, from like Sunday night through Wednesday, and then you get a globalist 30% bonus, and then you're also earning points on your credit card. I put these on my World of Hyatt credit card. So overall, I'm getting about 5,000 points for three nights, which is about $90, maybe $100 of spend for these different hotels. So this is really going to propel my being able to re-earn globalist status without having to spend a whole bunch of money. You unfortunately cannot do this remotely. You do have to physically show up and check in person at the Rio. You don't have to physically check out, so we'll usually check in on Sunday. Oftentimes we'll also grab free breakfast there because you get free breakfast as a globalist member at Hash House Agogo, and their breakfasts are huge. So it's oftentimes just cheaper to buy the hotel night, get the free breakfast instead of going out for breakfast on Monday morning or something like that. So that's another hotel promo that I am jumping on this summer and throughout the rest of 2024, honestly. I hope you found those tutorials useful. Let me know if you have a favorite discounted hotel near where you live, where you like to do staycations too. Also, let me know what other types of tutorials you would like to see. Suggestions for future topics are always welcome. In the meantime, if you enjoyed this video, I think you will enjoy this video next.